listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Schau with you. Claims this morning that Victoria's surgery waitlist has reportedly dropped to the lowest level since the start of the pandemic, with more than 50,000 patients going under the knife between January and March this year. The waitlist sits at just above 60,000. Health Minister Marianne Thomas says our pandemic recovery is moving in the right direction. Government figures and industry heads are descending on Mildura today for a water forum to discuss what's happening around the Murray-Darling Basin, including along the border. The forum's being hosted by the Murray-Darling Association, with CEO Mark Lamb saying the federal government's basin plan will be among the topics up for discussion.
We're just coming to the end of really the Murray-Darling Basin Plan version one. In other words, the first 10 years, if you like. So as we come to the end of that, of course, we have to look ahead at the next step or the next phase of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan.
And four prime movers and a number of trailers have been severely damaged by a fire at a Batten Street North Albury business this morning. Crews were called to the scene around 1:30 a.m, residents in the area reporting loud bangs and plumes of smoke.
That's obviously going to cause major disruption to that company, and New South Wales Police are currently investigating the cause of that fire.
Stuart Alexander from Fire and Rescue New South Wales there. Anyone with information should contact police. The excitement continues at the Albury Wodonga Bandits with US-born Unique Thompson returning to the women's squad. She was last with the side in their championship-winning 2022 season. And Corowa Brother Glen's footballers are feeling upbeat despite their senior team remaining winless 5 rounds into the O&M season. President Graeme Hosier reckons despite the scoreboard, they've been pretty competitive so far.
Saturday against Yarralonga, I don't think the score reflected the game. We sort of had more inside 50s than they did, but yeah, we just couldn't kick goals. But we're getting there, we're close.
Lovington and the Rovers will round out round 5 this weekend.